The University of Alaska showed improvement in enrollment, student retention, research funding, and other areas this year, and the economy may be part of the reason. Some of the statistics outlined in annual performance assessments at UA's three main campuses reflect economic factors. University of Alaska Fairbanks Provost and Executive Vice Chair for Academic Affairs, Susan Henricks, says recessions tend to generate students.
People who have some financial resources but can't get jobs will often go back to school in order to enhance their qualifications and hopefully prepare themselves better as the for getting a job once the economy improves.
Henricks says increased federal grant and loan availability helped further bolster university enrollment in a state where there's minimal needs-based financial aid. She says the tough economy is also likely playing into decreasing the number of UA students transferring to outside institutions.
Even though people feel our tuition has been perhaps increasing more than they would like to see, it still is not particularly high, especially when you compare how much people would have to pay if they went outside and had to pay non-resident tuition at an institution in Washington or Oregon.
The economy has also affected research funding as federal stimulus dollars trickle down to the university, especially at research-focused UAF. Henricks says research funding at UAF went from $110 million in 2009 to $118 million this year.